Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From rather foolish publicity stunts to just rubbing up top stars the wrong way. These are those exact moments wrestlers wreck their own careers in this business. So I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are those wrestlers who destroyed their careers in a single moment. Bronson Matthews. Imagine it's your first day in an administrative role for a finance company, if you will. Somebody higher up than you has obstructed a doorway that you want to walk through, just chatting away to one of your colleagues. They didn't mean to get in your way, but you right now are annoyed. So annoyed, in fact, that you send out a company-wide email expressing exactly how irritated you are. You have annihilated your reputation, and because you're pretty much the most expendable person in the company at that moment in time, you're probably gonna get fired. Now, this isn't a real scenario, because nobody would ever be that stupid, would they? Except in wrestling, where this essentially happened. Bronson Matthews won the sixth season of WWE Tough Enough, which was hardly gonna kickstart his career and send him straight into the main event. But still, neither was burying the social outcast as jobber on Twitter. This apparently pissed off the likes of Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes and a few other people, and it got to the point where Matthews was eventually barred from the locker room because, well, yeah, that's kind of what you get. Yes, he did say that he was just tweeting in character, but still, just keep your fingers away from the Twitter machine. It's never a good idea, as you will see later on. Now, the 2016 incident didn't directly lead to his release, but it happened like a year before it, and his career was pretty much done as soon as he did that. Jackson Ryker. Jackson Ryker was nothing if not aggressively generic. A vacuum with a great physique. Sounds kind of familiar. But nobody has ever left a single one of his matches with the memory, really, just nothing. You remember that time he feuded with Elias? Yeah, probably not, but let me just, like, catch you up on it. At that time, he played a babyface with apparent wartime PTSD, which was a pretty bleak development, and nobody really gave a damn about it. Nobody gave a damn because it was staggeringly mediocre, and because Ryker's career was pretty much a zombified thing by 2021. He was doomed by his own doing to shamble through WWE because he was stupid and just ugly enough to put over Donald Trump amid protests over George Floyd's death in 2020. He knew exactly what he was doing, and so did the locker room that very much let him have it at the time, including Kevin Owens, who was disgusted that Ryker even dared to try and get his catchphrase over at this moment in time. Forgotten No More has taken on a razor-sharp note of irony, since Ryker has only wrestled 5 times since leaving WWE. Jessica Havoc. Like I said before, don't tweet. There is no point, absolutely none. Or let's just be a bit more accurate, don't be a piece of crap. Jessica Havoc ruined her chances of ever making it in WWE when midway through a tryout that she felt was going kind of pretty well, people excavated old tweets of hers. And this was all according to a blog post. They ranged from spectacularly ill-advised to abhorrent in nature. While trying to get noticed on the independent, she absolutely buried WWE's Divas division, which, while fair, was again pretty stupid. Far more stupid and, well, awful was her decision to tweet out what she claims were ironic, racist jokes between friends. The "it was banter" excuse didn't really convince many people, and Havoc was consigned to virtual Impact Wrestling obscurity forevermore. Enzo Amore. Now, it was pretty unlikely that Enzo Amore was ever going to make his way back to WWE after he was released in 2018. He was fired after failing to inform WWE about a sexual assault allegation against him. And then he went and pursued a hip-hop career, as you do. Enzo wasn't a great wrestler, but that was never really his appeal, was it? He was a promo guy, and he was very good at it. But he was loathed by many of his peers because he was apparently quite an obnoxious guy who was absolutely in love with himself. Now, it was unlikely that he was ever going to go back to WWE after all of that, but it then became impossible after that strange publicity stunt that he pulled at Survivor Series 2018. Wearing Bart Simpson's Shelbyville wig and actually making it work, Enzo cuts his signature promo before being forcibly ejected from the arena. Now, I've got a quick question for you. Was this the most awkward moment in wrestling history? I mean, it probably wasn't, but I want to know what you think is in the comment section down below. Tessa Blanchard. At her best and most motivated, Tessa Blanchard was outstanding before the likes of Rhea Ripley started lapping her. Incredibly physical, her power game was super legitimate, and she registered everything she did brilliantly. She exuded presence and was drenched in confidence. She also had the reputation. The reputation of being a complete and utter arrogant pain in the ass that nobody really liked. And this all allegedly cost her a job in WWE. With WWE, according to Dave Meltzer of The Wrestling Observer, believing that she had a bit of a bad attitude when she attended a tryout many years ago. Simply put, wherever Tessa went, trouble usually followed. But she was consistently successful in Impact Wrestling, it's worth saying. On the eve of her big moment though, when she was set to dethrone Sami Callihan for the World Damn Championship, Chelsea Green and Allison Kay, amongst others, accused Tessa variously of belittling her peers, and even spitting in a black performer's face and calling her a pretty vile racist slur. A series of callous behaviours cost Tessa her career, but the backlash came after one specific burst. Alex Riley. Alex Riley really had something, and in an alternate universe, he probably would have used it. Athletic and cocky, he learned the basic cookie-cutter WWE style rather quickly, and his achievement on season 2 of NXT can be described as, with no hyperbole, towering. Everybody else on that show looked like a complete and utter geek when Matt Stryker just asked them to talk about some random topics into the mic. Riley took it in his stride, baby. And then apparently he ran straight into John Cena, which, you know, can happen because the guy is invisible. Now, Riley may not be the most reliable of narrators, it's gotta be said, but former WWE wrestler Gabby Tuff claims that Cena tried to get Riley fired after Riley just refused to follow some of Cena's advice. Riley didn't do what was asked of him in a six-person tag, apparently. And from that moment on, this guy's name was Mud. Now, again, it's worth saying that Tuff herself may have some motive to sully John Cena's name. Cena apparently told her to stop using the burning hammer after a botched attempt to do that move looked a bit too similar to the AA. But Riley's demotion was sudden even for the stop-start era of WWE booking. Dave Schultz. Dave Schultz had a nasty, intimidating aura, knew his way around a threat, and could go to the required standard. Not that that was of tremendous importance at the time, though. Physiques and personality mattered more, and Schultz, a dark alley nightmare, had them both. As often happens, his flashpoint moment has now led to many romanticizing his career in hindsight. But he wasn't the heel Magnum TA, and had to work in Japan for a while afterwards, but the narrative that he was blackballed was not entirely a shoot. The WWF felt they simply could not use him. He resurfaced in Memphis and Stampede, but other promoters who weren't exactly going to respect the wishes of Vince McMahon in the 1980s still wanted nothing to do with him. A separate incident with Mr. T, whom Schultz saw as an outsider, was what ultimately led to his departure. Hulk Hogan may have embellished or changed his story in subsequent years, but more than one eyewitness believed Schultz to have posed a threat to T, and he was seen as a liability. His career was destroyed of his own doing, ultimately. Austin Aries. Austin Aries was one of the best performers on the planet. In 2012, his matches flowed with a craftsmanship of some of the best ever. Everything he did, he just nailed, and in general, he was every bit as good as he felt he was. And the greatest man who ever lived shtick was no gimmick, ladies and gentlemen. The man's opinion of himself was higher than he was. Now, that's not saying much, but you get what I mean. Aries was also infamous for rubbing people up the wrong way. Aries, who was often quite a nasty piece of work, managed to secure work time and time again because he was that damn gifted, sadly. People forget that now because he turned into something worse than a heel with his nonsense misinformation stuff in the pandemic, but he was genuinely fantastic for a time. He doesn't get any work, and he hasn't for years now. It is out of the question though, because he completely no-sold Johnny Impact at Bound for Glory 2018, and then just simply upped and left after the finish of the main event. If he and Johnny were in cahoots, apparently, Impact and them certainly were not. He claims it was a work, brother, but what money did it draw, and what the hell was the whole point of it? This marked the last occasion in which Aries worked for a promotion of any real renown, because in this moment, he proved himself to be a massive self-serving liability. And Ivelisse. Branded with the euphemistic difficult to work with tag early on in her career, AEW founder Tony Khan nonetheless took the risk. His women's division, already painfully thin, was decimated by the pandemic. The early idea to import experienced and exciting Joshi talent was rendered impossible due to travel issues, leaving a green crop of performers who were struggling to transition to national television wrestling. This wasn't their fault, they'd just come up in a women's independent wrestling scene that barely functioned as a feeder system. Tony Khan might be guilty of perpetuating the bleak cycle of women's wrestling in the US, but it's always existed, and all this gave Ivelisse a way in. Firstly, she could go, and without being blow away awesome, she could still work a snug and convincing style. And she had the experience to work TV length matches without getting entirely lost. She was paired with Thunder Rosa on the 10th of September 2020 Dynamite, which was otherwise a bit of an all-timer. After more than a few stiff shots thrown in either direction, Ivelisse sat in a Thunder Rosa submission like a toddler that had just been told they have to give their dummy to Santa this year. Now, while it should be noted that the two did work together in a tag team match a couple of weeks later with no issue, in various media interviews after being dropped, Ivelisse alleged systemic mistreatment from the coaching staff. Blaming everybody but herself, once more, it's exceedingly unlikely that she'll work in the mainstream ever again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.